Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For the first time ever in American history, a former president of the United States has been indicted
on criminal charges. A grand jury in New York voting to indict Donald Trump
in connection with the hush money payment scheme.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The Democrats know this has nothing to do with the law. They will use any power that they have to interfere in the next presidential election.
This ushers in a very dark era of political persecution and prosecution that we normally associate with the Soviet Union or with banana republics.
This is stuff that would make Mao, Stalin, Pol Pot, it would make them blush.
President Trump is deciding that he is going to fight these charges and he'll have his day at court.
Unchained and unstoppable.
The thugs and tyrants attacking our movement have no idea of the sleeping giant that they have awoken.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You want the funniest joke of the month? Maybe the funniest joke of the century so far. No man is above the law. No man, or no one, if we want to go gender neutral. No one is above the law. Unless, of course, their last name is Clinton. Bill or Hillary, or the last name is Comey or Strzok or Brennan or Klapa, or any no Republican is above the law. Do we have a two-tier system of justice in this country or not? I mean, come on, this is the ultimate example of it. Just look at what's happened here with the indictment of the president, Donald J. Trump. It's just it is a complete travesty. He you know what he's been indicted for, but think about it. We've been over this before, but it bears repeating. Hillary Clinton in 2016 took some money from her campaign, instructed the Democratic National Committee to take some money. This is public campaign contributions under the FEC regulation, Federal Elections Commission. Take the money, give it to a corrupt law firm in Washington, Perkins Coie. They gave it to a corrupt opposition research firm of Democrat former reporters. They gave the money from Hillary. Now we're on our third cutout. They gave it to Christopher Steele, who then spread it around, the sinister foreign national, and he spread it around to the illegal alien from Russia, Danchenko, and the drunkard from Massachusetts, Chuck Dolan, who used to work for both the Russians and the Clintons. And he bought him a round of drinks here and there, and they concocted the Steele dossier, and it was used to prosecute and persecute. It was used as evidence by corrupt FBI officials like Comey, like his successor Andrew McCabe, who lied four times to federal investigators, including three times on the day he was appointed acting director. Strzok, his girlfriend, the horse-faced Lisa Page, Baker, Kevin Kleinsmith lied to the FISA courts. It was used to destroy and disrupt the campaign first, then the transition, and then the presidential administration of President Donald J. Trump. It was used to create total political chaos for 3 years. 3 years. It was more than $1 million was spent in campaign accounts to perform dirty tricks that almost destroyed a presidency for no reason, just concocted for Democrat advantage, deep state advantage. Hillary Clinton was fined for this. She was found guilty of laundering this money. Do you know what she paid? Was she indicted by a grand jury? Was she arraigned in a court in Manhattan? Was she fingerprinted? Was she mugshotted? No. She paid a fine of $8,000. $8,000 for all that. For over a, the DNC, which again, she controlled, they had to pay a $100,000 fine. But again, she paid no money for any of this. And they want to put Donald Trump in jail? And this was, she was being investigated before the statute of limitations ran out. And yet, hey, she's a Democrat. Nothing happens to her. Bill Clinton, her husband. Bill Clinton had a non-consensual escapade with Paula Jones. She worked for him. She was in a hotel downstairs at some conference room, just manning a table, passing out literature and stuff like that. He liked her, so he told the state troopers to bring her up to his suite on the top floor, the penthouse. And as soon as she got up there, she didn't ask. She just said, the governor wants to see you. As soon as she got in there, the governor, Bill Clinton, dropped his drawers. It was non-consensual. Stormy Daniels never said it was non-consensual. And Bill Clinton was asked about it under oath, civil deposition. He lied. He committed perjury. Perjury. He said he'd never had sex with Monica Lewinsky. Later, that was proven to be false by the blue dress and the DNA residue on the blue dress. He had to pay Paula Jones $850,000 for that non-consensual affair. By the way, he never really denied it, that it happened. He just didn't admit it. Whereas, and Paula Jones has said that it happened, and obviously it did happen, because he paid her $850,000 after committing a felony. He committed perjury. He lied. I mean, that's not like a case, you know, that's in dispute. He lost his law license, but he never went to jail. There was never a grand jury investigation. There was the Star special counsel, but nothing ever happened to Bill Clinton, did it? No. And again, that was non-consensual. And Stormy Daniels has denied that this ever happened. And the main witness against Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, has said in letters to the feds that he was the one who initiated the payments. And by the way, Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to multiple felonies, including lying to Congress and lying to banks to get loans. And he's going to be their main witness. Do you think they can, as they say in the courtroom dramas, impeach his credibility? This is just so ridiculous. Limerick guy says, what about the fat boy literally getting away scot-free after killing Mary Jo Kopechne? Yeah. He killed Mary Jo Kopechne. He didn't murder her per se, but he was driving drunk and he killed her and he walked away from it. And they took away his driver's license for 6 months. He didn't even observe that. He kept driving with no driver's license. Lucky he wasn't charged with impersonating an illegal alien gangbanger fentanyl dealer. But he got away with it. But on the other hand, Robert Packwood, a Republican, he has a few extra glasses of wine at some soiree. He's from Oregon, a Republican senator, and he tries to grab a kiss in an elevator from some staffer. Out! Out! You know? Trent Lott, the Republican senator from Mississippi, just says something nice to Strom Thurmond on his 100th birthday. You should have been president. He was a Dixiecrat, Democrat, who became a Republican. He says you should have been a Republican. Out! Out! Robert Byrd, Ku Klux Klansman, founded the Ku Klux Klan in West Virginia. He's a beloved leader. Beloved leader. Speaking of Virginia and West Virginia, the former governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. He appeared in both blackface and a Klan hood. Nothing ever happened to him, did it? If it weren't for double standards, there would be no standards whatsoever. 207, can we call non-consensual what it really is, rape? Well, I think in this case with Paula Jones, she did not, she, you know, he comes, to, he flashed her. But, you know, I think there's a difference between flashing someone and raping them. I mean, I don't want to, you know, split hairs, so to speak. That's probably a bad choice of words, but it's not exactly. Paula Jones was not rape. Juanita Broderick was rape. He that's another one, come to think of it. That was another hotel room in Little Rock. He got this woman in, Juanita Broderick. We've had her on the show a few times. I bought drinks for Juanita and Paula Jones at the inauguration of Trump in 2017. They were at the inaugural ball, same as me and the mailroom manager and some of our friends. We were all yucking it up together, having a good time. It was a brief interregnum, you might say, but we enjoyed it. And Juanita Broderick got raped. That's where he bit her lips to keep her quiet when he was raping her, and then said that he actually bloodied her lips, broke the skin, and she was bleeding. And he said afterwards, after he finished raping her, he had his way with her, used her for his own unspeakable ends. He said, you better put some ice on that. Did he go to prison? Did he go to jail? That was the only thing he did, too. I mean, he attacked all kinds of. He grabbed the woman from Richmond. Kathleen Willie was her name. After her husband committed suicide, he saw an opportunity, so he grabbed her in the Oval Office and groped her. Did he go to prison? No. No. At most, Trump had a consensual encounter with Stormy Daniels, who he now calls horse-faced. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4781. I'm pretty sure Clinton will be calling the Trump line today. Ted Kennedy should call the Trump line today, too. There are a lot of them should be calling the Trump line today to comment on this, how nice it is or was to be a Democrat. 844-500-4242. Spring is almost here, and I'm already digging into new flavors with HelloFresh. HelloFresh takes the hassle out of mealtime with quality, pre-portioned ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to my door. Look for new, delicious Dietitian Win recipes, each under 700 calories and made with less sodium. Quality ingredients are picked at peak ripeness and travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days. Now that's fresh. Break taste bud boredom with 40 weekly recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items. With so many choices, there's something for everyone. And sometimes they throw a bonus food into your pack. And if there's a screw-up, they'll throw a bonus in as well. Patrice just told us just recently about this. She's been a customer for more than 2 years. Last week, when they thought their delivery would be delayed because of snow, they offered us a free garlic bread in our next box. We made it last night. Wow, it was excellent. Already notched with the garlic inside. 10 minutes in the oven, we devoured the whole loaf with butter and wish we had a second one. And she says we had spicy coconut curry chicken soup, something you'd probably never make under normal conditions, but you got a chance to check it out on the website. You just pick it and everything comes and you can put it together very quickly, even after work when you're tired. It's a great thing. HelloFresh. Break taste bud boredom with those 40 weekly recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items. You won't regret signing up for it, and you won't have to go out to the store on rotten days like tomorrow is going to be in Massachusetts. Sign up today for 60% off, plus get free shipping with code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. That's code Howie60 at HelloFresh.com/Howie60. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is why are Democrats trying to frame Trump? They want him to win the GOP nomination, they want him to lose the GOP nomination, or they just hate him and don't care how it plays out.
I've thought about this for a long time, and I've come to the conclusion they just don't care.
79.
They just hate him so bad. That's it. Yeah.
79% say they just hate him and don't care how it plays out. 19% say they want him to lose the GOP nomination. Only 2% say they want him to win.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of Democrats that want him to win the nomination because they think we get back to those suburban white women we were talking about last night. 844-500-4242. One of the things that I wanted to discuss today is who do you think who are the people that are really cheering this on, or how can we tell them? And you know, I was thinking about that today too, and I was just looking at the pictures in the New York Post, and I say everyone who wears a mask, I would say 99% of the people wearing masks wherever they are, you know, whether it's in your health club, the supermarket, wherever, those are people who are happy, ecstatic about it. And sure enough, the people behind the barricades on Fifth Avenue, they all got masks on. And they're all old, too. And again, ex-wives, too. The guy said that last night. His ex-wife had Trump derangement syndrome. And I said all ex-wives, too. I'll tell you another thing. Everybody who has, what is that thing they call on your social media? You know, your avatar, is that what they call it?
Yeah, your avatar. Profile picture.
Everybody who has a profile picture of the avatar of the Ukrainian flag, I'd say maybe 97% of them are really happy today. And of those people, most of those Ukrainian flags are going to be gone as soon as they release the mugshot. They will be replaced by the mugshot of Donald Trump. That would be my guess. Tell me who you think is going to be what kind of people you can spot immediately who are big time Trump indictment supporters that are happy about this, that don't think about what this means long term. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says it's amazing how all the Clintonistas said his indiscretions were none of our business because it was his private life. I guess Orange Man Bad doesn't have such a luxury. No, he doesn't. Obviously not. Cindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hi, Howie. Two things I want to say. A person, a convicted felon, can run and hold the office of president.
Apparently they can, though.
No. Between now and that time,
they can't. You know, it says nothing about a felony, so he can run. I mean, they can't stop him from running. I've read that repeatedly in the last 48 hours.
He can also hold the office of president. A convicted felon can hold the office of presidency.
Right.
Another thing is, how is this different than the Joe Biden crime wave family paying off the prostitute that has Hunter's child that they never talk about?
I don't think she's technically a prostitute. She's just a stripper. But I think the important thing, the Babylon Bee had a fantastic headline today. They did a great job again today. Say, Biden relieved to learn that president who has been charged with wire fraud, basically, is not him himself. You know, I mean, they've got much more on the Bidens just through the laptop alone and the bank records than they have on Trump. Good point, Cindy. I'm Howie Carr. The smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day. Like with Raycons. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands. But even if you know you'll love your Raycons, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. With buy now, pay later options, and a free and easy return guarantee on every purchase. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's the last Friday of the month. That means we're going to have Dr. Matt with us at 6 o'clock tonight, the final hour of the show, to take your questions. He's our vet, Dr. Matt Callahan, and he'll be taking your questions about your pets and their health and their well-being. 844-500-4242. There are local stories as always, and the new chairman of the Mass GOP, Amy Carnevale, just put out an email today to all the local activists, not just the committee members, but everybody on the city and town committees, and just people up and down the food chain of the Massachusetts Republican Party. And it's pretty interesting. I tweeted it out. Go to @HowieCarrShow if you want to check it out. Digging out from our enormous debt. I just want to read this before we do grace. This is from Amy Carnevale. This is new information. It's new public information on the topic of debt, because they were left behind. Jim Jones Lyons, the previous chairman, had $700,000 in the bank when he took over in 2019. When he left, he was $600,000 in debt. They lost every election. Well, basically bankrupting the party. We have been able to determine that, sadly, we began with over $602,000 in unpaid invoices which need to be settled. One example, this is the amazing thing, one example of an invoice that arrived after I took office involves a bill for just over $400,000 for media-related expenses. Media-related, that means ad buys. Much of this advertising work appears to have been authorized by the staff of a candidate running statewide. She doesn't name them. I think you can figure it out. We have discovered documentation supporting the fact that ads were authorized by this candidate's committee and included the disclaimer paid for and authorized by, and then the name of the candidate. But incredibly, were billed well after Election Day to the Mass GOP. Not on my watch. We are auditing all these invoices to determine who is ultimately responsible for paying them, because we have not received sufficient documentation from the vendor. So I wonder who that candidate could be that ran up all these bills. And they have public filings. You know, with the FCC requires public filings with all the stations, the broadcast stations. So that's where they went. And they see that the ads were authorized by the candidate or his campaign manager. And then, even though it says authorized and paid for by candidate's name, the bills were then sent to the Mass GOP. That doesn't seem to be quite kosher to me. I don't think it is. We'll get to the bottom of it. If you want to read the entire letter, it's pretty interesting. Go to @HowieCarrShow.com. All right, now it's time for Grace with the News.
Yes, Howie, even the Washington Post is admitting that the case against Trump is probably going to be a tough one. This is from Red State, and they include a little snippet from the Washington Post. Donald Trump deserves the legal scrutiny he's getting, which has come from many corners on many counts, yet of the long list of alleged violations.
How about the Clintons? How about Comey and Strzok and Brennan and Clapper? How about them? How about Swalwell for having an affair with a Chinese spy? Do any of these people deserve scrutiny, Grace? Do they mention any of them?
Well, I didn't actually read the entire piece from the Washington Post, if you can believe it, Howie. I skipped over that in my research. But they do go on to say, yet of the long list of alleged violations, the likely charges on which a grand jury in New York State voted to indict him are perhaps the least compelling. There's cause for concern and caution ahead. And even Chuck Schumer came out today and was basically saying, like, everybody, you know, let it play out. And that's a big change up from when Chuck usually comes out and tells people, tries to whip people up into a frenzy.
You're going to reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, exactly. He said there should be no outside.
I'm a tough guy from Brooklyn.
He said there should be no outside political influence, intimidation, or interference in the case. I encourage both Mr. Trump's critics and supporters to let the process proceed peacefully and according to the law. Very different than when he was referring to Kavanaugh and said, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
When was the last time that a Democrat reaped the whirlwind, Grace? I was thinking about that, too. These are recurring questions that come back to me as I see everybody cheering on the kangaroo court indictment of Donald Trump.
You know, I think of that, too, sometimes, Howie, especially with these politicians who are so rich, you know, they have so much money. But I think that the fact that most of these people, like Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, they're 80 years old and they're walking around, you know, looking to do a hit on CNN. That in itself, that's a sad state. You know, I don't envy these people, really. I don't think their lives are all that fulfilling off camera.
No, they're not. But they, on the other hand, they have complete immunity. They can do whatever they want, and they don't have to worry. There's something to be said for that. That seems enjoyable. By the way, this thing about 33 counts or 34 counts, what they do in these kind of cases, I've seen this in cases in Boston. You know, if you get a phony pension, say a phony disability pension, and you collect it for 13 months, the feds will hit you with 13 counts of mail fraud or wire
right.
fraud.
They'll
right?
count each one.
Right.
In
each
this
one
case,
is like,
it's each check
yeah.
or each payment to Stormy yeah. Daniels.
I remember one time, Grace, when I was working for Channel 7, we had a guy indicted, one of the ward bosses for the mayor, Kevin White. And I used to go out there every night and I would say, he stands accused of 20 counts of mail fraud, 5 years per count. He could do 100 years if he's convicted. And apparently his wife would start screaming and crying every time she'd see me on TV. And one of his sons came up to me in court, you know, finally and said, please, can you lay off the 100-year stuff every night?
Yeah, you're scaring her.
But that's what they're doing that again. And you know what? I stopped doing it. But they're doing that again. They're just trying to whip us up into a frenzy. Just like I was trying to whip up South Boston into a frenzy.
Yes. Well, Nancy Pelosi, since we're talking about all these Democrats, she is actually being mocked all over Twitter for her statement on this, where she said, the grand jury has acted upon the facts and the law. No one is above the law, and everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence. Hopefully, the former president will peacefully respect the system which grants him that right. So that's news to me, Howie. You have the right in this country to prove your innocence at a trial.
Yeah. I know she's not a lawyer, but, you know, her father, you know, was mobbed up. He was the mayor of Baltimore. She's been in politics her whole life. I mean, she should know this. I mean, this is like eighth grade stuff, isn't
I know.
It? You don't have to go to law school.
She missed that day at school.
You know, I remember another time. I remember when I was covering trials. At one time I said so and so pleaded innocent, and you know, one of the lawyers came up. He wasn't mad or anything, but he just said, "Let me give you a bit of advice, Howie. Nobody's innocent.
Right.
Nobody's innocent. You can't plead innocent. You plead not guilty."
Well, you know, Howie, the first thing I thought of when she put out this statement, which you're right, is completely asinine, and you think they might have someone double check these things before they put them out there. But the first thing I thought of was Mueller when he finally finished his report and he said, you know, my report can't exonerate Donald Trump. And everyone was just thinking, well, yeah, that's not really.
Now, he
the
was
point.
A lawyer. You know, a very crappy lawyer. You know, he couldn't even convict Sonny Barger and the Hells Angels in Oakland back in the 70s and 80s. And, you know, he kept all the innocent men in prison in Boston on the Teddy Deegan hit, didn't do anything about it. And he tried to cover it up when he was the FBI director. But he was a lawyer. You would think he would know that.
Yeah, you would think, but alas.
But Weissman, he was just a puppet. You know, Weissman was the guy pulling the strings. And by the way, Weissman now today, the guy who tried to frame Trump on the Russian collusion hoax, he was on MSNBC offering his quote-unquote expert testimony today. I mean, this is just so corrupt from top to bottom. I mean, this is rotten to the core, this whole deep state. It's even every day it's worse than you thought it was the previous day.
Yeah, and that's where this all stems from. You know, that is the entire reason, the entire impetus for this entire thing is just, oh, you know, Donald Trump exposed the swamp. He showed people what was out there and they're mad. They're mad that he blew up their house of cards, that he came in, and this is their revenge. They just hate him. And in the poll question, I would actually say I think that most of it is just sheer passionate hatred. I don't think, because right. When you hate someone that much, you're not able to see straight. You know, you do crazy. Right. You know, they always say like love makes you do crazy things. Well, so does hate. And they're acting crazy, and they can't see 2 feet in front of them.
And they don't think it through that sometimes something seems like a good idea, but you've let your emotions run away with you, and you end up with results that are totally the opposite of what you expected.
Right.
And that's just it. If they thought this through, they would realize that they are as Schumer would say, unleashing the whirlwind here.
Exactly. Okay. Howie, I'm done for now, but Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value where I got my RAV4. Finding what you want is easy when you shop online and reserve your car from their incoming inventory. So shop now at toyotaofportsmouth.com.
Okay, we've got a good cheap bastard deal. It's one of the real popular ones that we have, so stand by. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just personally received an upgrade. About a month ago, the MyPillow 2.0 arrived, and since then I have said goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping my pillow over while I'm sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in 4 levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? My recommendation? Well, if you don't love yours, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty, 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 not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a world. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
Eden Pure has been supporting the Howie Carr Show for nearly 2 years now, and the Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been one of our most popular items we've ever offered for sale on the show. And today, Eden Pure is thanking our VIP listeners with a special deal. right now. While supplies last, go to HowieCarshow.com and click store to purchase your own Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for $70 off the regular price. That's more than a 50% discount. This offer is good only for the first 100 people who take advantage, so they're going to go very fast. And there is a strict limit of one item per order, So 100 VIP listeners will get this great Eden Pure Thunderstorm at a fantastic deal. And you guys all know about it. It's a small device. You can hold it in your hand, plug it into an outlet, and eliminate odors and allergens in a matter of minutes. And many people swear by it, including Dr. Matt, the vet, who's going to be on later. And God knows he has need for it with having an animal clinic up in Essex County. And people come into his office, salesmen, and they say they've never smelled an animal clinic as good as his. And it's the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. With us now to tell us more about the thunderstorm is Tyson Wayne from Eden Pure. Tyson, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Why is Eden Pure Thunderstorm so popular, as if I didn't know?
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Howie. You know, we really do appreciate everything you're doing, the partnership that we've had ever since we've started partnering with you. We've actually sold over 300,000 thunderstorms nationwide. Wow. And the bottom line is it just plain works. You know, people love their thunderstorm air purifier. In fact, on our website, we have over 4,300 reviews on the thunderstorm with an average rating of 4.4 stars out of 5. And I want to read real quick just one of these, you know, thousands of reviews that we get in. This is a 5-star review from Sharon. Now, she writes, "It's as good as Howie Carr and Grace said it was. I have a dog, a cat, and a husband. My house has never smelled better. Thank you." And Howie, we're getting tons of reviews just like this and every day. And bottom line, the thunderstorm, it just plain works to get rid of odors, no matter how bad they are. And we have the proof to back it up in thousands of positive user reviews.
Yeah, and it really beats beats candles. It beats any kind of scent because it gives you a fresh smell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get a good candle, but sometimes you get a bad one. And it's and I know so many people. You know, we've had so many people like Officer Mark, Paul Rizzo, who's one of our insurance guys from Revere. I mean, and Dr. Matt, and a friend of mine who lives on the west coast of Florida. His nephew came down and was visiting him, and his nephew said, "Say, do you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm?" And my friend said, "How do you know?" And he said, "Because I have one too. I bought it, after hearing about it. They had both bought them, and they didn't know, and they were both raving about them." And it's just a great product, and people love them, and they wait for the 2-for-1 or they get the 3 for a reduced price. But this is as good a deal as you get, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This is the best deal that we've given, and we really wanted to offer it to you and your VIP listeners because this is a big deal, and we're just so happy with you, Howie, your show, and your listeners, and we really want to do something special for you guys.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it, and I have it in my place in Florida, my place in Wellesley. When I rent the place in the Cape, we take some down with us. It's in the studio. Grace and Taylor can tell you about it. They love it. And when the mailroom manager rented a car that someone had smoked in, she put it in the car. It works in the car too, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, it travels great. It fits in your suitcase. We even include an 8-foot USB cord that you can use in vehicles, around corners, into closets. Wherever there's a stinky odor, you can put the thunderstorm to get rid of those odors in just a few minutes.
Right. Whatever it is, whether it's a cooking smell or a pet smell or tobacco, mm-hmm. or mildew in a damp place, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm will take care of it in short order. Here's one of our listeners said, "I bought the 6-pack and gave 4 of them away." This is Dennis, "for Christmas, and kept 2. Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say smell the difference." Thank you, Eden Pure, and thank you, Howie Carr.
That's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah. So again, while supplies last, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click store to purchase your own Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for $70 off the regular price. That's more than a 50% discount. This is just a this is for VIP listeners, because this is where they started on the radio, and they just wanted to say thank you to everybody. So our 100 VIP listeners will get a hell of a deal on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and there is a limit of one item per order. That's all you can do. And it's great. Summer is coming, and each season brings a different set of odors that the Eden Pure Thunderstorm has to deal with, right, Tyson?
Yep, exactly. Doesn't matter what it is. Like you said, it's covering up, those candles and things like that. They're covering up odors, while the thunderstorm is actually attacking it at the source, and it's going to get rid of those things. So you don't have to continually buy, those odor cover-up sprays or candles and things like that.
Right. A cover-up, that's a good way to put it. 207 says, can it get rid of my weed smell too? Asking for a friend. It can get rid of all smoky odors, 207. Put down that bong. Get to the computer and order your own Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Thank you, Tyson Wayne. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store and get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm. I'm Howie Carr.